am left with all this love and all.
Hello, welcome to Daytime After Dark. Today is a very special show. We are having the wonderful, sexy, handsome Tristan Rogers, who plays Robert Scorpio on General Hospital and Night Shift, and Colin on Young and Restless, and also on The Bay as Lex Martin. So please, let's welcome him to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Tristan.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, thank you so much for doing this. I am so excited.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So I think what a lot of people want to know is, where have you been on Young and the Restless? Everyone misses Colin.
That's a question I really don't have an answer to. I'm not actively involved in any storyline currently in there, and in fact, I was on air last Friday, and I wouldn't expect to see me around again just for a while. I've not done any more shows since then.
Well, we will start a campaign for you because everyone loves Colin. Everyone loves Colin. Everyone loves Robert. I have a little bone pick with Colin. I've been dying to talk to you about it. How was the plane crash? Because it was terrific, but how was it for you filming all that and, you know, everything like that?
Well, it was a very complicated shoot, as witnessed by the nature of the set we had, which took up one entire studio pretty much. And it took us about 3 days or maybe more to actually shoot everything. Everybody had to be mindful of what their situation was, that they were bitterly cold, et cetera, et cetera. And you had to keep that at the back of your mind with every scene that you did, because you had to play that. But by and large, I think it worked out pretty well, and I think the story involved was good. It certainly worked well for the public. And then after that, we kind of didn't refer to it anymore. I mean, we all kind of came back to Genoa City, and that was the end of it. So
yeah, and that part was disappointing for the fans. It's like one moment, you know, the whole wide world is ending. You guys were in this plane crash, and people felt like, well, you know, there should be a lot of more aftermath to the plane crash.
And that didn't happen. I'm not going to say that everybody got cheated, but I'm just going to simply say that there should have been more reference to
mm-hmm.
what actually happened on board the plane, and more importantly, why it happened. I mean, we didn't just crash for no reason at all. We crashed because, you know, Neil was going crazy and wanted to prove a point. So
yes,
we haven't gone back and referenced that. We haven't gone back and said, you know, what happened. It's like he had a bad cold and then got over it.
I love Christophe St. John. He's one of my favorites. He's been on here a couple of times. I love Neil, but Neil did go crazy. I will have to admit it. I call him my TV husband. But I think that, yeah, it needed to be more weapons. People are also complaining that you and Jill haven't been on screen in a while together, and everyone loves you and Dust Walton. Everyone thinks you guys are about the greatest couple on there and the greatest, could be the next greatest super couple if we have more time with you guys.
Well, I think the good thing about, the interesting thing about Jill and Colin is that, you know, they're two older people that have taken a relationship and made it entertaining. They don't just dwell on certain issues. They genuinely like each other's company. They like hanging out together. They like being together. They like doing things. They like discussing things. And yes, yeah, Jill knows he's a criminal, but there's a part of that which she likes. She doesn't find offensive as long as he doesn't run out and start killing people. And on that note, we've managed to make something really, really interesting without being given a whole lot of story to go with. We kind of look at what we've got and go, okay, we can make something out of this. And we do. And it shines through. And, you know, as you've said, the public like it.
Mm-hmm. It's to me, is, you know, one of the best. And I'm not calling you guys older. Well, you guys are older couple, but for the fans, you guys don't seem that old. You guys seem really, you know, still really sexy, really good, really great together. And you've seen with Kane all really good. I mean, you guys came a long way in your relationship.
Working with Daniel is always pleasant because we sit down and analyze what we've got to do, and we tend to keep it consistent. We sort of look back on maybe a scene or two we had some time back and go, okay, well, what was the relationship between these two guys at the time? Was it hot or cold? And then we work forward after that. I think it's important to maintain a degree of consistency within the two people, and that's one of the things that I feel we've managed to keep going.
Yeah, you guys have so much, and even you and Lily are really good together, and I love it when you're with the twins. You are like a good grandfather with a heart of gold, and I just love it seeing you with the twins. Colin lights up. Colin's not this bad guy around the twins, and I love it.
Well, family's very important to him, and we've set out to make a kind of a demarcation line between the two. Yeah, he's a criminal. He's a hardened criminal. He's a career criminal. But on the other hand, he has totally screwed up his family. And I think at this point, we play the fact that the two twins and his son are the only family, blood family, that
mm-hmm.
he's got left. And they mean a lot to him. And he doesn't want to mess it up. And so to that end, you know, whenever he spends time with them, it's precious time. It's time that that he's lost with his daughter and his other son. They're both dead.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like for you, you came full circle in a way because as an actor, but when they casted Jeannie Francis as Colin's ex-wife, I was so happy because I always thought maybe Laura and Robert would have a thing, but you would never have done that to Luke. So when Jeannie came on to Y&R as your ex-wife, how did you feel?
She and I both pretty much discussed what you've just mentioned about, you know, why Robert and Laura didn't get together and what precipitated that. And it actually almost happened at one point. It was put on the table as a possibility that it could happen. And it was discussed with me very, very early on back in 1981. And I said at that point, I didn't think it was a good idea. I said, these two are complete opposites. He's much more sophisticated than she is. He's much more worldly. I said, he's just using us. So why don't we just leave it at that and don't mess up what is already a very successful relationship with Luke and Laura. And whether that was what the deciding factor was, I don't know. But it was never mentioned again, ever.
Yeah.
So she and I discussed it when she came on the show, and we talked about it, and we tried to give the relationship between Colin and Genevieve a little more substance, but the writers wouldn't go for it, and they kept on taking it in another direction altogether, and finally, you know, you had to go for that.
Yeah, a lot of people with Zini was able to be on there longer. They love you guys together. You know, you guys got some really good reaction with that.
Yeah,
you guys,
no, I agree with you.
You know, oh, good. You guys were good on there. And now going to General Hospital, I loved Robert Scorpio. I love him. I want him back. I know you're on Y&R, but come on, Robert and Luke, save the world. You guys could have all been dead, and you guys saved it. How was it? You know,
well, the
at
idea
that time,
of Robert going back onto General Hospital is coming up more and more these days.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that, you know, I have this agreement with Young and the Restless, and that's what the deciding factor is right now.
Okay.
If I didn't have this agreement, well, anything is possible. But if the fact is I do have it, and that's made up everybody's mind for them.
Well, I think if, you know, Eileen Davidson can go from General Hospital to, I mean, sorry, Young and the Restless to Days of Our Life, I really think Tristan bothers you to be able to go to both General Hospital and Y&R when you're not working. It worked with Wally Cruz, who, you know, was over a day, then also General Hospital.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. The reason is that these guys didn't have contracts, and I do.
Oh, okay. Darn it. I mean, I want you to have a contract, and I want you to stay working, but, you know, it would be nice to see you on both, but I know we can't. You can't. You have the most emotional scene on General Hospital that I think they gave you in a lot of years when you found out Robin died, even though she really didn't die. You were fantastic. You should have got an Emmy that year. It was so good. My heart was breaking for Robert. How was that for you?
Well, I had a lot to play on. There's a lot of history between the two of us, so there was a lot of emotion to draw on there. It wasn't all that difficult for me to draw on all of that history that we had together and bring it into the scene. Yes, it was emotional because, you know, Kimberly and I go way back, and Finola and I were kind of surrogate parents for quite
mm-hmm.
a while with her. And we had to kind of, you know, we tailored ourselves to suit her age. And, you know, it gets pretty raucous on the set. And that was controlled. That was tamed down a lot. And, you know, thinking back on that, you know, thinking back, it was like this was the loss of my own child.
Mm-hmm.
That she's one of the only people I know that's actually come up on the show in her own time. You know, whereas most kids age at the rate of about 2 or 3 years a year, she aged
mm-hmm.
in real time. And
exactly.
I don't know of anybody else on the show that's on daytime whoever did that. And so consequently, you know, we grew together and we watched her grow. And
mm-hmm.
this comes out every time we get together. Whenever I get together with her, it's always refreshing, and I've always got a lot of things to talk about. But whenever the three of us get together, myself, Finola, and Kimberly, it's like a real family reunion.
Yeah, and you can see that plays off on screen. Just to let you know, it really does play off on screen. And you all, you scenes with Emma, just to die for. You and Emma are so cute. And, you know, those were the moments that I think are good, because Robert wasn't there all the time for Robin, but I think he tried to make it up with Emma. Maybe I'm reading into that wrong, but that's how Robert came across.
I don't have a comment on that. After I left the show in the early 90s, things kind of got a little screwed up. And some of the history kind of got shoved to one side.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a comment on, you know, how Robert and Holly shape up to each other. Obviously, a lot had gone down, but they've never really had a scene where they sat down with the two together and resolved the past.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been done. And whether it ever will be done, I don't know. But certainly, I think it's possibly something that needs to be done.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, everyone always talks about you and Tony Geary's relationship, Robert and Luke. And you guys have so much chemistry there. You guys should have your own bromance, really, my opinion. Because it's always so good. It's always so moving. You know, the way he saved you the night Robin died from the ledge. You know, you were almost ready to check out, and he wasn't going to let you. How is it working with Tony Geary and everything?
Whenever we're together, we always expect the unexpected. Because we're never quite sure how the other's going to front up to the scene. But, again, we have a lot of history to draw on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important, because that history kind of, it grounds a scene, regardless of what the scene is about. The fact that these two guys have been through so much together and understand each other on a certain level well, that you always have a lot to work with when we sit down and work together. Not only that, you know, we like to ad-lib, we like to be flippant. We have a way, because we know so much about each other's characters, that it's, you know, it's always very refreshing.
Yeah, and I thought he was really trying to save you by lying to you and say, no, Ethan, your son, not my son. You have to go after him. He was trying to save you, even though it was a lie. But I could see why he did that at that moment.
Well, that question of, you know, whose son is it? It flipped back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I'm still not sure whether it was actually ever resolved.
No, it wasn't.
So it's still one of those questions which is like hanging somewhere. And I don't have an answer to that as to what it is and where it could go or whether it will go anywhere. It probably won't go anywhere. It's one of those questions that will remain unanswered.
I mean, I just think for the both of you, to be able to, you know, both of you were with Holly, and both of you having killed each other over that is amazing. But I think your relationship together is so amazing through the years. It's like if Luke really needed Robert, Robert would be there in a moment. If Robert really needed Luke, you know, you guys would be there. Luke really needs Robert right now, but I know you cannot go over. But, you know, if you have been watching anything with Anthony Geary's storyline right now, you would know what I was talking about. It's just, he's been so amazing on there, and people ask me, why is the Robert on? Why is the, I'm like, because he can't. He's over lying on people. But, you know.
It's all about the business side of it, and the public kind of, you know, a little bit removed from the business. Well, actually, they're well removed from the business side of it. They see the show for what it is. And sometimes it's difficult to get into a conversation where they say, well, why aren't you over there? And you say, well, I've got a contract. And they say, well, why aren't you over there? And you say, well, you've got this business. Well, why aren't you? Okay, right. Okay, enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's, I don't want to sound harsh, but it's about money. It's about contract. There's really nothing. Your hands are tied, and I don't think the public understands that. I get it. But, you know, when you have a beloved character like you, of course you're going to be missed.
Well, you know, it's nice to know that you invoke this sort of reaction from the public, and that the decisions and the choices you've made for the character are well accepted. And then you just got to say, okay, well, let's move on. And away you go. But I personally don't sit back and dwell on a lot of stuff. I mean, when I do an interview, I got to think about, well, yeah, what was happening during this and what was happening during that, and et cetera, et cetera. But I don't follow the show during the day, and so I'm not involved with any of the characters or what any of those characters are currently doing. Yeah.
Yeah, and someone asked me, asked you, how was working with Monique Spinard on, you know, a few occasions that you guys have? You guys could be really good friends, I think. You know,
we've never worked together.
Oh, I thought you had. Oh, my God, now I feel embarrassed. Okay.
No, we had short scene together back in 2006. One very short scene. And that
okay,
was it.
No.
We haven't even walked past each other on the show since then.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I really thought you guys did. I mean, you know,
no.
Because, I mean, he's been looking out for Robin all these years. And, you know, I really thought you guys had more scenes.
I think it was definitely, these are two people who could be very volatile together.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question that in scenes that I talked about him, there was no
mm-hmm.
love lost between
no.
Scorpio and
Crystal.
And, yeah. And so, consequently, this is a recipe for a lot of fireworks if you put these two together.
Oh, I would love to see that. I mean, just because, you know, Luke is best friends with Sonny and Luke is best friends with Robert. It would just seem really good to see where it would go.
Yeah,
and
I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, you, Robert should have a, you know, a little more respect for Sonny because he saved his, you know, he was there when, with Robin when Robert and Anna couldn't. You know, he was with there the whole time with Stone. And that's my next question before I bring on calls. When you went back in, you know, I think it was 1994, 597, something like that. And when you were, you know, talking as a ghost to, oh, I want to say it was Mac or Luke or one of them about Robin and the who having AIDS, but you came as a ghost. I never thought Robert was dead. It's just so no one dies. How was that for you? Because did you think you were a ghost, or did you think you were alive and trapped somewhere? What did you think with that scene?
Well, in retrospect, I think it was a bit stupid. But that was never spelled out, what you've just asked. What is he?
Oh,
is he a ghost, or is he a real person? And the way that they worded it was that he could have been either, that it was never actually spelled out.
Exactly.
And that's at the end, the public were, well, what was that we just looked at? What was that? And so it remained one of those crazy soap opera unanswered questions.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been okay with you, Anna, really killing Faye Dawn after all Faye Dawn had done to you guys. I would have been okay with that. Not everyone agreed with me, but, you know, that when you left, it was one of those open-ended questions. Did they really do it? Did they not? But that was a really good moment with you and Anna talking about if you guys were going to do it, if you guys weren't, you guys were incredible.
Well, I think the build-up to it was good. It was a really
yes.
good bit of writing. And it was more like, you know, the Robert of old. The build-up to it was good. You had to know that, okay, whatever's going to happen, they're not going to really go through with it. Something's going to happen. And... something did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. The build-up to it was good because, you know, those two characters have, again, a lot of history. And they enjoy being together. You always felt that it wouldn't have taken much mm-hmm. to push them together. But, if I hadn't gone back to Y&R when I did, it would have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think so too. And a lot of fans wanted together, you guys together. I better bring on calls before people kill me. And I'm not kidding about the killing part. My host Maggie is with me. And hey, Maggie.
Hi. How you doing, Carly? I love listening to Tristan today.
Hey, babe, how are you?
It is an honor to have you on the show, and I love Robert, but I'm really enjoying Callan. It's really a new twist on a personality.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you got a contract and that, and that's the main thing, because we love our stars and we want you guys working.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anything else coming up for you? I've got
a lot of things going on, but nothing I can talk about.
Okay.
I don't like talking about anything until it actually gets up and it's started. So, yeah, I've got a lot of irons in the fire right now. And,
good.
We'll see what happens in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. It, you know, we're just, you're such a great actor, and any role you play, you make it real. It's like, okay, fine, there's Callan. And you're really Callan at the time, and I love the way you do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Why did you have to blackmail, Nielsen?
I didn't hear that.
Neil's son, when you were blackmailing him?
Devon.
Devon.
Devon,
oh,
when
why was I doing it? For money.
For money, right. No, I know, for money. It was, to me, comical in a way of how you'd always come up with, well, you need a little more for, the, you know, a little bit more. And I enjoyed it, the way you portrayed it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Carly, who's next?
Oh, okay, that was fast. Hold on, I will put you on hold. And 713, you're on the air.
Yes, Tristan.
Yeah.
This is Val. How are you?
Hi, babe. I'm good.
I just wanted to give you a chance to let us know a little bit more about what you did in Palm Springs. That you were there for an event where you raised a lot of money for the American Cancer Society.
Yes, that was actually we raised quite a bit of money for the American Cancer Society. I was the joint chair along with my wife Teresa, David Steen, and Bobby Eakes, and the event was incredibly successful. We're very happy. about the outcome of it. And there's a tour of the Young and the Restless studio, which was sold for, I think it's about $800. And then there is a luncheon down here between myself, Sean Kanan, David Steen, Bobby Eakes, Judith Chapman, John Callahan, Patrika D'Arvo, and whoever we can add to it. And that went for a lot of money.
And there were a lot of bids on it, too. So there was a lot of action going on around that. A lot of interest.
Yeah, somebody stepped in at the end and literally doubled it. And that put it to rest. There were no more bids up. But it was like, okay, I want this. This is it. Boom. And that was the end of it.
And there were a lot of fans also saying, you know, wanting to jump in and saying, when are you going to do this again? And so there was a lot of interest in both, you know, being Palm Springs and being at CBS. So I thought that was wonderful. And the interest in, you know, what you were doing with the fundraising.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it was such a good cause, these three kids, these three little children. And, you know, it was really something that tugged at the heartstrings, especially as the children were there on the evening.
Oh,
and
they were.
We got to meet them all. Yeah. And, you know, you're around kids that are going through what they're going through, and you just can't do enough.
Yeah.
You think, you know, well, we raised this amount. It should have been three times that. But, however, you know, every bit counts.
And you've also done things for Project Cuddle as well.
Yes,
so,
and I'll be getting back involved with that again. I'm digging out some items now, which have got history attached to them. I thought I'd given it all away, but it turns out I've still got quite a bit of stuff here. So I'm putting that together now.
Okay. Well, I know there will be a lot of people looking forward to that and fighting again over things.
Good.
Good call, too.
Good. Let's fight over something. I like that.
I think we should. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, love.
Oh.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good day. Yeah, that's, I saw the event on Facebook, and that looked really fun, and it's a great way to earn money for the, you know, resources and everything.
Right.
So it seemed like a really fun day for you.
It was. It was, absolutely.
How is booking on the Bay?
As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing something very shortly, I understand. Maybe starting this month. It's a different show altogether. It's you know, it's evolved from being where it came from, and I was like part of the beginning of it. And so I've watched it evolve to where it's at now. We've got a lot of really good talent there from daytime, and that's what keeps it all together.
Exactly. I mean, I watched a couple of episodes. You were great in it. You know, yeah, it's different, but I think it's also fun and all that. And I wanted to know, when you were doing Look and Laura's Wedding way back, I know, almost 30 years ago, how was that, and how was working with Elizabeth Taylor? I mean, you didn't
The wedding
really
was
work
a very complicated shoot, and it took, it was actually scheduled to go over 3 days, but we did it in less than that, and we took over a big mansion somewhere in Hancock Park, and it was a very complicated, lengthy shoot. The day itself was, as it turned out, was unusually hot for that time of the year. And everybody, of course, was dressed in, you know, top hat and tails, so we had a lot of clothing. And all things considered, you know, I mean, it worked out great, but I think everybody was glad when it was over. Working with Elizabeth was a delight. She was so much fun, and I got to know her very well. I was working on another charity at the time called the American Cinema Award Foundation, which benefited the Motion Picture Retirement Home and Hospital. And when that shoot was over, I got her involved in that. And so, you know, we became good buds.
Oh, well, you know, I miss her. You know, to this day, I still miss her. You know, I thought she was wonderful on Veterinary Hospital. I thought that was great casting for Lena Cassadine. The only one that could put the curse on looking Laura. But you were great at that wedding too, and you were part of the biggest thing in daytime.
Yes, and I look back on it, and you know, we don't kind of see that what your contribution is at the time, but now that I look back on it, yeah, it was very significant. So, you know, that was a great time that'll never be repeated.
No. And I mean, if you think about how many people missed work that day, how many people just stayed home and watched this one event, and I think it was bigger than Princess Diana and Prince Charles Mary. I think Luke and Laura's wedding was bigger than that.
I don't know about that, but... it was certainly a very significant event in television history. Certainly in daytime history, it was. I think you look back on it, and it was the premier event in daytime television history. There was not another event that took part on any of the other shows, which even came close to that.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Oh, we have another call. 770, you're on the air.
Hello, Carly.
Hey, Grady.
Hey. And hello, Mr. Tristan Rogers.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I feel like I'm talking to royalty this morning.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, in the world of daytime serial, I'd have to say you're an icon of it's an honor of mine to be able to speak to you in daytime after dark.
Well, thank you.
I just caught up. So I remember y'all mentioned. I heard you. I'm from Georgia, by the way. Dialect. We say y'all. So I heard y'all discussing the Ice Princess storyline on General Hospital. And that was, I agree, a very monumental moment in daytime history, probably the moment in daytime history. This may have been covered. What brought you into doing soaps, Tristan?
Well, I'm an actor. It was a job, and I can't put it any other way. I didn't set out to do it. You go where the work takes you, and if it continues to take you in that direction, then you go with it. And, I mean, I was with General Hospital at that time for about 14 years until I finally left in 92. And I look back with a lot of pride on the work we did back then, but I didn't kind of sit down and say, yes, I'm going to be a soap opera actor. I'd worked in a lot of soaps right around the world, in Australia and in Europe. So I had a good understanding of what the genre was, and it really doesn't alter much from country to country. I mean, the story is what anchors the show, and the way in which it's shot and produced had various similarities right the way around the world. General Hospital at the time was probably quite unique in terms of how it was put together, because Gloria Monty had decided to reinvent it, so to speak, and she did an incredible job.
They were on hard times when I believe she got on the job herself with the threat of cancellation in the late 70s, you know.
Yes.
Also, it played a role.
A lot of people don't know that Gloria was actually brought onto the show not to repair it, but to prepare it for cancellation.
Wow.
The ABC had decided it was done. Now, it's interesting to note if that had happened, what might have happened after that. Certainly the other two soaps or three that it had going at the time would have followed over probably a period of maybe 6 months to a year. How that would have impacted on the other networks, I don't know, but there would have been no Robert Scorpio, no Luke and Laura, none of the other
mm-hmm.
characters would have ever been seen. And, you know, a big portion of television would have been lost to the viewers. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, most certainly. They do. You know, networks are funny. That's one thing I think all soap fans have learned over the years is the soap networks are very funny. Let me get my interviewing gear here. All right. How's it like working on your current show, playing Colin Atkinson on Young and the Restless? How are you enjoying that?
When I'm there, I like it a lot. He's an interesting character with a lot of levels to him. And I've been given a fair amount of freedom to inject into the character certain elements, et cetera, et cetera. And when you're given that kind of freedom, it's good. I mean, it's very engaging. So I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But as I said, I'm not there a whole lot.
I imagine it's fun working with Jess Bolton, too.
Oh, it's wonderful. She and I have a lot of fun together. We sit down and look at what we've got to do, and we work it out. We work out, you know, what these two have done in the past and add that to whatever we've got going. But we don't we really do a lot of analyzing on the scenes and how the characters shape up in the scenes.
I think Carl,
I can say in all honesty that, you know, the relationship that has evolved between the two of them has been largely her work and my work.
Oh, I would definitely agree. I think Carl would agree too. Two of you on the show, you know, seeing you two together, it's evident to viewers the chemistry the two of you have that makes it work.
Thank you.
I remember when you came on the show and the first time, and I loved watching the story. It was action, you know, it was very fun and action packed, and I wonder where that music box was. That's one thing I wonder. What happened to the music box?
Yeah, a lot of people would like to know the answer to that.
that's
one more storyline that was never really finalized. So,
yeah,
so
I
the
think
answer to the question is, I don't know. It's out there somewhere.
Kind of that, or it's probably in Catherine's vault somewhere.
Could be.
Could be buried under the mausoleum. You never know. That's another one I want to get to. How was it like working with Jeannie Cooper?
Oh, it was great. I mean, she and I knew each other quite well. So it's not like we were strangers when I first went onto the show. But, her loss was incalculable. I mean, you know, she was such a central part of the show, and she anchored so much of the show that her death was just devastating.
Yeah.
she was, I'll say this, when I was growing up, that was, I grew up watching CBS soaps as a kid. My parent, my mom and grandma loved Young and the Restless. Catherine was always a favorite, and Jill, and
sure.
I know it always looked like, you know, when y'all were in scenes together, you and Jess Walton and Jenny Cooper all playing together, it always looked like it was a lot of fun between the three.
Yeah, and we made it fun. We injected that into it.
And
they were good times. All too brief.
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking, you was mentioning about, you know, it's a job doing a soap opera. It related to a story I heard once that Eric Braeden talking about. When he came on Young and the Restless, it was similar. I don't know if it was similar, but, you know, it was just another job, you know, working in Westerns and movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
That was like a first for him. And 35 years later, he's still kicking and on the show. And how's it like working with him?
I don't have much work with him. I think we've done 2 scenes in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be fun, I imagine.
There's always been talk about putting the 2 of us together, but it's never happened.
I don't know how Carly would feel about it, but Carly, you think that'd be a fun scene, Colin and Victor?
Yeah, I've always thought that too. And this, I mean, you've seen with Tracy, you know, Lauren and Michael, I love it that, you know, you understand Zeal and Lauren being sisters and you kind of embrace that. And, you know, I love it when you guys have dinner scenes together and it's just nice. And I love the holidays, you know, when you guys are able to be on for the holiday shows. I think, yeah, you and Eric Braeden would light up the screen. I mean, you could take Victor Newman down.
I don't know whether that'll ever happen.
You could take Victor Newman down.
Yeah, that's got to be done with the cooperation of the writers.
Well, yeah. And how was, because, you know, you had like a one or two scenes with Steve Burton on Zeno Hospital, then you've had a couple with Steve on Y&L. How was that? You know, I mean, because both of you jumped, and both of you are now on Y&L. And
I think I've had a line or a word with Steve. We've never actually sat down and had a scene together.
No, but when you guys were trying to save, you know, the coffee shop, and, you know, Jill needed to save.
That was actually more to do with Jill. I was kind of just standing around. I didn't really have a whole lot of input into that.
Well, I just thought, you know, I just like that Colin wasn't looking to destroy something at that moment for the hotel, and I liked it that it was someone else that, you know, was going to take the fall for it and not Colin. I love that because I don't like seeing Colin take the fall for a lot of stuff. You know, I'm still waiting for you to get in trouble with the whole, when you took the hotel, you know, the diamonds and that whole thing, no one ever really found out it was Colin, and it still hasn't been discussed.
You're right.
So,
another storyline that kind of dead-ended somewhere.
Yeah, with, you know, it's really good for you because, well, Colin, you got away with murder. Well, not murder, diamonds, but, you know.
Yeah, close enough to murder.
Well, I enjoy that. You know, because it looked like, you know, you were turning a corner, and then you got bad.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, everyone loves it how you protect Jill at any cost, and you want to help her, and that is nice of you that you want to help her, but, you know, like everyone says, you know, we are going to fight for more Dylan Collins scenes. I see that every day on Twitter. I see that every day on Facebook. So we
well,
are
keep
gonna,
it going, and anything could happen.
Yeah, exactly. And is there any other projects you are going to be doing, any more of the cancers, stuff that you already did, the fundraiser? Is there anything people can look
maybe
forward
towards
to?
The end of the year? I don't know. I don't have any more work projects that I can actually talk about at the moment. When something comes along, I'll mention it to you.
Yeah, we would really love to have you on again. This, you know, has been a fun interview, and we would really like to keep in touch with you. And if you have more projects and everything, we would like to promote it for you, because we really want to see, you know, everything that Tristan Rogers is up to.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that.
It's been an honor interviewing you, too. It's been a tremendous honor.
Well, thank you very much. It's been fun talking to the both of you. And when I've got something that I want to put out there and bring to the public's attention, I'll give you a call.
Okay, have a
great
day, Tristan.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Tristan Rogers. Check out the interview on Blog Talk Radio. Maggie, how did I do?
You did beautiful.
Okay.
I know we had
a
limited amount of time. That's
too.
Why I wanted to get off quick. I thought Brady and other calls were coming in.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you could have asked more.
I could have, okay.
You're the host on here, too, so you have power. You can't use your power for
Carly
evil.
Wanted me to call in, and if I didn't call in, I knew she'd come hunting for me, so I knew
definitely.
I had to call. Yeah, so.
Hey,
I do not. It's legend.
I do not threaten people. I did make it seem like if you don't call in, I might not talk to you for like a day or two, see? That's all. I just want to know for everyone, we won't have a show tonight because Blog Talk will let you only have one during the day, which is stupid. And anything you guys want to talk about really quick?
I haven't kept up with the folks this week, so my apologies. I hear the nurses' ball is now going on.
Yep.
And what's everybody's opinion so far of the Nurses' Ball 2015 on General Hospital?
Well, it hasn't started yet. So
Carly's got some
it's
fireworks.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Carly's got some fireworks.
Yes, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, I've been a little off the grid this week. I haven't even written no new episodes because I've had I had to take care of some personal things going on. And so I just took the whole week off. I plan on returning Monday. Well, I'm not going to promise. I don't know how the writing's going to work out or nothing right now with Loma Vista, sadly, with everything going on, but I'm going to keep writing.
I mean, you're going through a lot by now, Grady, so don't push yourself. You know, just when you can, you can. When you can, don't worry about it.
Oh, you know me, Carly, I'm a workaholic.
I know, but you've been dealing with a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
You're so sweet. So sweet.
Don't get mad at yourself. Just take life
out. I was smacked with a bit of stories planned, and you know, so I just, you know, the stamina just isn't, you know, I just don't have the stamina that I did a few months ago.
Well, yeah, but you know, life happens, dear. Life happens, sweetie, and, you know, don't be so hard on yourself, why, Maggie?
Exactly. You need some time. I mean, God knows you've been through so much.
Yeah.
Just tell yourself,
I don't know.
I'm going to chill. I'm going to chill.
Yeah, I don't know how you're holding it together. If
I
if it
either.
Was all happening to me, I would be a complete mess.
Well, I will say that I do have chest pains quite often.
Did you go to the doctor?
Huh?
Did you go to the doctor?
It's anxiety. Stress.
Well, okay. I would never tell anyone what
to
do.
Mm.
Brady, just look into anxiety medicine. It's not a weakness. It's nothing like that, and it might help you.
Do what? Come out
take
to Seattle,
anxiety medicine.
Said?
Yeah, take anxiety medicine. It might help you.
Oh, I do take it, but it's gotten now to the point that it just helped for a little while, and then, you know. So I have to go to another alternative. I have to go to,
go
to what I call the herbal medicine.
Oh,
take another pill. When you're supposed to take one, take two, and you'd be fine.
Oh, I take three. I have to take up to three a day, but
no,
this week. Here's the thing. I've learned something this week. Well, I've learned it a couple of weeks ago. I think everybody knows I'm one of the biggest proponents for pro smoking in the world. I'm not talking about cigarettes. That actually helps anxiety, smoking a joint.
Mm.
Now,
well,
you know,
go for it. Go for it.
But,
you beat me.
But, yeah, that helps a lot with the anxiety pains. I mean,
well,
the chest doesn't hurt. It relaxes you a great deal. And
exactly.
In the past, you know, and I know everybody knows on the show what I've had to endure. I'm not going to say endure, but have had the hand that's been dealt the last month.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And all, but, you know, that's the one, you know, I feel like my mother's with me now.
Yeah.
All the time.
She is with you.
And,
I
feel her, I hear her voice, and And, you know, it's like now I'm just, you know, and I've started, you know, smoking more than I did, you know, before. I've done it, you know, it's always been sporadic, but now it's just like I don't even care anymore if people know or they don't, or if they like it, if they don't.
Well,
you
just,
know.
All
good.
I got to say is do what makes you feel better, just be careful with it.
Well, I'll tell you, it definitely isn't the gateway to other harder things, like most people imply.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, I know, but I just worry about you.
The only thing it makes me do is get quiet. It makes me really quiet. Carly knows that.
Yeah.
Carly knows.
Oh, my God,
it
makes you
person.
Really quiet? Well, maybe I should try it.
People say I
talk way too much, and I never shut up. Well, maybe that. Okay. Yeah.
We're just talking about soaps. We get back to soaps. Who's enjoying Young and the Restless this week?
I am. We only have the show for like 5 more minutes. Because I only did it for an hour this week because of Tristan. But let's go over the soaps and we are going to talk. All about, on Tuesday we have ex-Lily from General Hospital. We have her on the show. And then...
Lily Makler or something?
Yes. And
Makler.
Then on next Friday we have a regular show, and then we have Elisa Minsu coming on the 15th and the 22nd. Kilo Andrews is coming on. So, you know, I think we need to have a bigger soap discussion next time. And
I'm actually off, so I'll be able to call in next week.
Oh, cool, because, you know, I think the 10 o'clock time, and, we didn't get a lot of people because, you know.
Your work.
Yeah, so, you know, which was okay. And I want to say I'm sorry that B.E. King died, the singer.
He did?
He was 76.
The Stand By Me singer.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. But, okay, you guys, let's talk all soaps next week because the Nurses Ball will be over with. And enjoy the Nurses Ball. Enjoy everything. Enjoy Y&R. Sin, get out of Dylan's bed. Do not even go for it. Oh, you're going to make me sick. I cannot wait to see what happens on Days of Our Life today. Bold and Beautiful is doing good. And don't forget the Nurses Ball, everyone.
And don't forget Monday. There's a bombshell coming here.
Cool. We really look forward to it. And Grady, thanks for calling in. And we will to everyone on Tuesday. And just go relax for the rest of the day.
Well, I got to rest up for the show tonight. But
Well, but, have fun and don't have fun with it.
I'm gonna get just as raunchy as I did last week.
Oh boy!
Well,
have fun.
have fun, and we will talk to all of you guys later.
All right,
later. Take care,
everybody. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.